Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves
Holy shit, Kool-Aid's here. A guy just burst through the wall. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is my movie.
That was pretty good. Pretty good. Coming to you once again on the first night of the convention we shall not mention. In Sweet Home San Diego! It's Wednesday, July 19th, 2023, Kingsman, the Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, a wonderful life as we know it could happen to you only live twice in a lifetime cop. And it's kickoff night of a decidedly different Comic-Con. But I'm still great to be back here. I'm happy to be back here at the American Comedy Company. all right, so let's get right to it. It's time for Doug Plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles this Sunday, July 23rd at 4:20. And I'm doing stand-up at Levity Live in Oxnard, California on Thursday night, July 27th. For all my dates and deets and links, oh my, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Wallet!
You're a little early on that Ted Danson over there. I can't wait for the Ted Danson part. He was Becker. All right, so one more thing before I bring my guests out here. Someone tonight is going to win the prize bag of the show. In this particular case, it's a lovely backpack. I don't know. Back plaque is disgusting. It's when someone bites you in the back and then leaves plaque in your back. But I think this logo is like Oki or one of those companies. But anyway, it's a backpack that's from a comedy club on the East Coast in Rhode Island called Comedy Connection that I love to play at. They're very nice. And in the bag is a hat with a little horsey on it. Yeah, I'm not kidding around. This is some nice shit. Some beads with some chili peppers on there that I, you know, probably got at a Chili's. This is cool. I got to go to Cesar Millan's dog ranch, so I keep giving away Cesar Millan stuff. And this is a training lead from Cesar Millan. So if you want to, you know, train your doggy to be cool, like Cesar Millan doggies. And then a T-shirt that says "Feminist Buzzkill" on it, and that's a conversation starter. A couple of Doug Benson pins, a little rubber pipe from a company called Peacemaker, and this probably isn't the best thing, but it's the last thing. A book called "Higher Connections: Humor and Inspiration from a Certified Public Pothead." Yeah, Eric and Alexander Wright. So it's two people. It's a couple who are a pothead and wrote a book about it. So all that stuff is in the bag. It's really just for fun and bragging rights to win the bag. We've got a few name tags out there in the audience tonight. I know during Comic-Con week, it's a lot to ask people to bring more crap because you're here to just take home crap. So somebody's going to get all of this. And one of my three guests is going to win it for them. Would you like to meet my guests? It's a good thing I wrote it down, because even though I just saw them backstage, I am hella high. Please welcome Mark Ellis, Leonard Maltin, and Jonah Ray Rodriguez! Fellas,
thank you. Water.
Oh my goodness!
Oh boy.
Look at them! Finally, four white men.
Our time has come again, guys.
A stage together. There was so much diversity headed to this town until the strike happened and everybody stayed home. Only white dudes that have been coming for years have showed up.
We're the three biggest A-listers in town, baby. Get used to it. This is all you got.
In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Let's meet everybody individually, as we like to do, alphabetically by first name, starting with...
Ah, man.
We went deep with this dude on the recent Wide World of Dougs. It's Jonah Ray!
Hello. Even after that episode and that conversation we had, you said my last name wrong, which is, you said Rodriguez.
Rodriguez.
It's Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got all excited in the moment and did it wrong.
Yeah.
I also didn't think you were paying attention.
I owe it, yeah. When someone says, like, my first two names,
yeah,
like, I'll usually pay a little bit of attention to what happens afterwards.
Well, you were, like, getting through this maze over here to get onto the stage.
That's true. And I was, like, it was right after I did my, pre-show 100 push-ups in 5 minutes. So I was a little loopy.
You know, that would be funnier if, like, you looked out of shape, but you seem like you could just do that. You know what I mean? You're looking good.
Can I not make those jokes anymore?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you ever could, really. But you have that thing. We talked about it where you were a fat kid, so you never let it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was a fat kid. That's why I sat on him as he did the push-ups, Doug. This guy. Powerful pecs.
So helpful. Jonah Ray Rodriguez, what are you going to... what are your expectations from this strange Comic-Con?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I usually would want to go to parties so I could meet celebrities.
Right.
But that's not happening.
Yeah, you've already met all the ones that are here.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I met all these guys before. I don't know.
They're all on stage.
It's like I can't talk about anything coming up. I can't talk about, you're not allowed to promote anything during the strike. And so, I'm just probably going to get out there and find some opportunities to be a scab. I mean, you know, I really do think the labor force has it coming to them. And... workers' rights is such a silly thing to want, you know? So, you know, let's give it up for our corporation daddies, everybody. Raise your hand, Doug, so they applaud.
Not going to happen.
All right.
Not going to happen. Right. I mean, you know, it's a podcast about movies, so we kind of have to, you know, mention movies made by these evil studios.
But there's a lot of hard-working people that work on them, too.
That we're fighting against. Yeah. Exactly. Real, you know, artists that deserve their cut. Anyway, what are you going to do in this pared down Comic-Con? Like, what, you're doing like a panel or something?
I directed an audio series that was independently made. Felicia Day was the person who created it and stars in it, and it's got like Sean Austin in it, who canceled to come and promote it because he's on the negotiating committee for SAG, so he bailed. Rightfully so, but it's we're in that pocket. That's something we can do, and so it's a really fun series. That's all I could talk about. That's the
yeah.
one thing.
Yeah, but you could promote that because it wasn't made by any of these people
yeah,
that
exactly.
we're fighting against.
It was independently made with Felicia Day was in a show I did.
I think you could mention that.
I don't know.
I think you can.
I don't know the rules.
I think
I don't
you
want
can.
Fucking Fran Drescher busting through this wall. And going, no.
You're disgusting. Yeah.
And I'll be like, I loved you in UHF. She'll be like, oh.
Right.
I mean, that's one we didn't see coming, is Fran Drescher making an impassioned political speech.
I would have never been like, do I want Fran Drescher and Bernie Sanders to fuck in front of me?
Okay, yes. I missed that. I wasn't paying attention, but I saw her speech. Okay, so...
I'm not a weirdo here. No one thought. That's why I wasn't really good at stand-up, because I was like, you know the whole thing that we all have in common, that we want to see the nanny and socialist daddy fuck?
That's going to be movies if the robots have their way, people, okay?
Yeah, it's just going to be a sweaty exec like me going, Trump in a bucket. Write it, computer.
Also joining us tonight. Who else is here? He's been on this show many times and is not only a national treasure, he's a national treasure too, Book of Secrets. It's Leonard Maltin!
You saw me in National Treasure 2?
No.
I thought that was an Easter egg on the Blu-ray only.
No.
Okay. I don't know what he's talking about.
You had the titular line when you like looked in a cage. You're like, you know what? You're a National Treasure 2.
Then just under his breath, he muttered, yeah. Book of Secrets. Book of Secrets. How you doing, Leonard?
Pretty good.
What's your, you know... I know you were going to come to Comic-Con, you know, come every year, you were planning to come, but what, now that you're here, what's going to happen?
Well, what's going to happen is what I already anticipated happening.
Yeah.
I'm on a couple of panels.
Yeah.
I have a panel of my own, which I do with my daughter, Jessie, called You're Wrong, Leonard Maltin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where we actually invite people to debate me, not in a hostile way, but
no.
just for fun, you know, if they disagree with some of my reviews.
Yeah.
And we've done that 4 or 5 times here, and it's been fun.
It's wild how people, they'll just have like that one time that you got under their skin because
yep.
you didn't agree with them
yep.
and just hold on to it and then come yell at you about it.
Yes.
But then you also just, you know, you're so nice about it that they can't really yell at you. So it's an interesting conversation. 'Cause also, ultimately, it doesn't, you know, we all can like what we want.
Well, it's
you know, it doesn't matter.
It's just an opinion.
Yeah,
exactly. It's just an opinion. But it's, you know, some people really, really, really disagree.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, they disagree hard when you, like, go after something like Avatar or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Martin Scorsese, who is brilliant.
Yeah.
And who is truly a national treasure.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Has made some films that I don't like.
Sure.
And he's even teased me about it. So he knows that I've gone on the record.
Yeah, what do you can't like all of them. His movies, if they're not about gangsters, they're all about wildly different things, the rest of his movies. Yeah. And, you know.
New York, New York, which is now on stage, on Broadway, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see that again.
I don't want to stay there again.
In any form.
I mean, but like, was your review, did you say like, you know what this is missing? Music and song. I'm only assuming it's a musical.
It is, but De Niro is a co-star, so he doesn't sing. He just plays the guy who pretends to play the sax.
Yeah.
And then Liza Minnelli has a bunch of songs, including the titular song, New York, New York.
Yeah.
But it's a weird movie. It was a misfire, as they say.
Yes. Good way to put it.
Yeah.
You put
and
that very
he's
well
had
put.
A few of those, but he's also had some of the best movies ever made. So, yeah. You know, let's just keep track of the home runs and not worry so much about the rest of it, you know?
You're very philosophical tonight.
I like to think so. well, you know, for instance, for me, when I saw the movie Silence, I wished for that and a black screen. I didn't need any of the things they were saying or doing. But, you know, everybody's got a different one. Like, I love Color of Money, and some people don't think that's a...
Just watched that last night on TCM.
Right.
My wife and I were cleaning up from dinner and turned on Turner Classic Movies, and there it was, and we couldn't stop watching.
Right? And the camera work in that movie is incredible. It's like Michael Bauhaus, I
think. Unbelievable. But Tom Cruise looks like he's 12 years old.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah,
yeah, because now he looks like he's about to hit 35.
Yeah, I just showed my wife. She had never seen The Outsiders before, and there is a weird looking dude that's credited as Tom Cruise in that movie.
He's really weird looking.
Yeah,
it's not very Tom Cruise like.
But there's this part when they're like getting ready to go to the brawl, and then like. You know, Patrick Swayze in his like just Adonis body glory just like does like a handstand on the chain link fence, does like a good couple beats
some
of applause.
Ladies are getting into it.
Yeah, and then goes off of it. But like, you know, he probably was, he's like, what if I just did that? Everyone's like, whatever you want, dude, you're fucking great. And then like, it's like, and then for no reason at all, Tom Cruise's character jumps on top of the hood of a truck and then just does a backflip off of it. And it's like, it just feels like no one paid attention to it when he did it. Because they all start like walking down the street and he's like in the middle of his backflip and then just catches up with them.
I think his character, like, he's not even really friends with those guys. He's just like shows up. He just comes and hangs around.
Yeah.
They're not that into him. It's really kind of weird how shunted he is. He's just put to the side. Like my third guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, he's my favorite guest to have when I might forget to bring trivia questions because he's always got some in his pocket. It's Mark Ellis!
Oh, it means the world to be back here with you, Doug.
Yeah, good
you,
times.
The Eagle, Leonard, Jonah, this crowd.
It's everything.
Fresh Coors Light in my hand. This is why, you ask people why they come down to Comic-Con anyway. This is the reason.
This is it.
This is the night, man. It's all downhill from here.
Well, you have a show coming up tomorrow night, don't you?
Yeah, so that's why it's downhill. Yeah.
I will be on this very stage tomorrow night at American Comedy Company. Come on out, folks. A couple tickets left. Me, the Eagle. I don't think any of these guys are going to show up, but we'll be here. And I'm looking forward to it, and... I'm excited because on Monday my new special came out. Thank God it's not on Netflix. Am I right? I can talk about it.
What, you just put it out yourself?
I mean, people helped. I don't know how to hit the upload button.
There's no... So you can't say where people can watch it?
No, it's on YouTube on All Things Comedy.
Okay.
On their network.
So okay. They're not a big corporation.
They're not a big corporation. But they at least bought one table here in San Diego, so thank you.
That's that company started by Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Al Madrigal, good people.
Oh, yeah. They were handing the comedy back to the comedians, right? Mm-hmm. They give you the control.
They gave me the microphone, and that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, check that out, everybody. I should mention that this episode we're making right now will come out on Sunday, if that affects any of your plugs. I'm starting to realize it already affects one of mine. I already talked about a show that it's too late for the listeners to go to. Maybe you could build a time machine.
Doug, we sold out Thursday at American Comedy Company thanks to this show. Yeah. Thank you.
Great, Scott! All right, so...
Who's that?
That was... You know, it's funny that when Christopher Lloyd says Great Scott in the Back to the Future movies, like, that was already something, like the characters said on TV all the time and stuff. It wasn't like they came up with it. Like, well, it was weird, I guess, because it was supposed to be... But he was in the present, so it's just weird that he was using an old expression like that.
But he was an old guy, so that's
yeah,
the point, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
He was also kind of an eccentric, and it reminds me of a story, Doug. No, this really happened. This will take 30 seconds. So on Father's Day, Back to the Future was my dad's favorite movie.
27, my dad, 26.
Passed away, 2010. Needless to say, wasn't in the room when we were watching it this night, but I watched it. The next morning, I was driving around Burbank, and I went by the Burger King that's in the beginning of the movie. You can still see the Burger King. It's on Victory Boulevard. And just drove by it, and it was kind of cool to see the Burger King where I saw Marty at last night. And I take a right onto Magnolia, and I shit you not, as soon as I took the right, next to me pulls up a DeLorean. I've never seen a wow. DeLorean in motion before.
That dude's just circling the block, waiting for a guy like you.
He's just doing laps the whole yeah. day. Like, oh, I can't. I got
to
shit.
I got nothing else to do. My wife hates me. My kids don't give a shit about me. I'm going to stoke out one nerd today.
Jonah, you're driving that goddamn DeLorean again. Do the dishes.
He's probably an Uber just waiting for somebody to type in the future.
Yeah. When do I want to be picked up?
Uber becomes Airbnb. Would you like a fun car?
Is it?
Hey, driver of this DeLorean, you going to take the highway or side streets? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
It's a parkway.
All right. Let's get into it. I like to ask my guests before we play the games, I like to ask everybody to recommend a movie in a category of my choosing. And I came up with a fun one for today, I think, because we are here at Comic-Con, but none of the superhero performers, actors are here, reasonably so. But I want you to name a movie, your favorite movie, or recommend a movie that has a hero without a cape. So it's a hero who's not... blessed with superpowers, or cursed with superpowers, depending on how you look at it.
Wait, so no...
They can't a hero who doesn't wear a cape.
Okay.
Who's not a superhero.
Okay.
But is a hero to you. You know, like that guy in To Kill a Mockingbird or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Some sort of Jimmy Stewart nonsense.
Yeah,
whatever
that bullshit.
Whatever you want.
Harvey Milk, you know, someone that just...
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, that was going to be my one.
That's a great one. Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, that's it. I already did it in the past. My Uber's going to be here yesterday, so
hey,
we got to hurry up.
You move things along so fast. I'm like, recommend a movie. You're like, got Milk? And then we're done. But Milk is a terrific movie. Sean Penn, I believe, won an Oscar for that one. And the
documentary... preceded it, The Times of Harvey Milk.
Times of Harvey Milk, great.
It was great, too.
Yeah, very good. Was it where non-fiction, was that allowed in it?
It could be a real person.
Okay. Well,
based on a real person, all right. You know. Sean Penn, of course, wouldn't probably play that role today because people would want that to go
That's
to an actual gay man.
Also, I would say the movie, the titular character from the movie Hero with...
I didn't say let's hear a bunch of them. I just wanted the one. I wanted the one. You blurted it out quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm ready to move on.
Okay, good, good, good. Good, copy that. So when do we start the show? It's a good run through. The people who have never heard your podcast are just so confused right now.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, but it's a fun kind of confused, I hope. You know, I hope they're drinking. Or smoked something. Leonard, what do you think? Can you top Milk? maybe a Sesame Street movie, Cookie
not
Monster?
Going there, not going there. No, I can't top Milk.
But you gave it some thought, and that's respectful.
Yeah. You really thought you might be able to.
Totally respectful. There's a film that... No, this is too obscure.
No, I like it. I want to recommend movies to people, especially if
another documentary that came out late last year called Turn the Page. And it's about Robert Caro, Lyndon Johnson's biographer, who's been working on what is now a five-volume biography of Lyndon B. Johnson with his editor, Robert Gottlieb, who just passed away a few weeks ago, one of the great editors of our time. He's 90. He made it to 92. The author is 89, and they're both still working on this massive project, living in the now, not living in the past. And it's too. They're not like intellectual snobs. They're working guys. One is a writer. One is a brilliant editor, and a great writer himself. And Sony Classics loved this film so much they distributed it, and it's now on it's now streaming, I believe.
Yeah,
and
somewhere we won't say where. Find it.
Yeah.
Find it. And pirate it.
Because we're supposed to watch stuff. We're not supposed to boycott stuff.
Yeah, don't.
Because we want to show the studios that their stuff that they make with writers and actors is liked and watched.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're also not supposed to promote those places.
Yeah,
it's a weird line.
Yeah, it's an impossible line to walk.
Yeah,
no.
Especially for you, Leonard, because you're all over the place. Okay, so what's the movie called?
Turn the page.
Okay.
Or turn another page.
Oh no.
Turn another page.
We
like accurate titles on this show, Leonard. Yeah.
Turn the thing.
Just turn it, God damn it.
I heard Turn the Page documentary, and I was like, there's a Bob Seger documentary?
Yeah.
What?
I got
my silver bullet right here. I'm drinking
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, Jonah's answer is just going to, at the very least, help me to remember to pick something up on the way home. So, Mark.
When they all stop,
I need some milk.
Blockbuster.
I need some milk. Mark, speaking of milk, Mark. Mark Milk.
They dropped it off on my door as they do every morning, Doug. I will take a movie starring Michael Keaton.
Oh.
But he doesn't wear a cape because that's not allowed by your stringent and oppressive rules. So I'm going to go.
Clean and sober.
He's kind of a hero, but not my hero in that movie. He is a hero in Spotlight because he leads the team that brings down a bunch of really bad people.
Oh, wow.
That's
so,
a great
I
film.
So thought you were going to say Mr. Mom.
Yeah, or Gung Ho or something. I don't know what, you know. I mean, I feel like most of his comedies, like he's a hero by the end of it.
Yeah,
you know
he's
what I mean?
Kind of a hero to his kid in My Life. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
He like made all those little movies for his kid because he had terminal cancer, so he wasn't going to be around, and so he like taught his kid how to, you know, make spaghetti and like shake a hand and stuff.
Yeah. And like, wasn't Nicole Kidman his wife in that?
I think so, yeah.
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 So.
He's multiple heroes in Multiplicity.
I was just thinking about that movie the other day, how like, you know, he plays like five clones of himself. Mm-hmm. But they talk about how each clone is like a degraded version of the previous one. Yeah. But like, why would they allow it to get so far to that fifth one that's just so fucking stupid?
No, it's not each clone. It's if when you make a clone of a clone, that's when it's like a photo of like it's like, you know, a photocopy of a photocopy. It's that's when the stupid one comes out. It's
He's here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Finally, people understand my story.
Yeah. You want to get nuts?
is that a pre-metaverse movie then?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It was ahead of its time.
There's a thing that comedies do sometimes to get away with stuff. Like this was when that movie came out, it was in 97, 98,
something like that.
Yeah. But like it's like you can't play a special needs character because for comedic effect. But what if he's not special needs? What if he's like in this like weird universe, a clone of a clone, and you're like, okay, now you can act like you're like a kid in the 80s making fun of a stupid kid.
Yeah.
Same thing. And it's like there's like wild moves that movies can do sometimes. Like you can't have a like a straight guy playing a flamboyantly gay character. It's like, so what can you do? Well, let's put all these people in a video game and then Jack Black can act like a teenage girl and then you can have like a big flamboyant gay character.
We're talking about Welcome to the Jungle now, Jumanji.
Yes, yeah. I think they changed the name to Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Yeah.
Yeah, I get, ever since the Lost World Jurassic Park, it's all been a mess for me. When that one was done in the wrong order, I was like, there's no turning back. Like, any movie can put any words in any order they want.
Yeah, remember when it was just like Friday the 13th 2?
Yeah, it was that easy. But then, you know, then they had to... Fucking,
Jaws 2.
Then they had to be the ones to open that dumb final chapter door, which you know does not mean it's a final chapter because then they get to go a new beginning.
Yeah,
and then the saga continues.
Yeah, and like they're like, what else do we do? We just go to Manhattan, you know.
I remember walking out of Nightmare on Elm Street 6, me and my friend snuck in, and it's called Freddy's Dead, and him and I looked at each other. We're like 11 years old. We're like, I don't think he's dead. Yeah. Like,
Wasn't he in all the movies? He's dead.
He's dead. Yeah.
No, Doug. They really killed him hard this time.
Yeah, because they did it in 3D, and that was the trick all along.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And if Leonard Maltin didn't like it, I'm coming to his panel tomorrow to set him straight, because it was in 3D, baby.
And it had Roseanne and Tom Arnold in it.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. Oh, and I think Seth Green is in that one.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
And that was the day Mark and Jonah became bunk beds.
I'm so sorry you know that.
I just... I just watch these movies all the time growing up, and I soak in the information. Some people know sports stats. I know exactly who was in which Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm sure there's terrible movies you remember everything about.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes. Oh, no. So that was an empathetic... I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Elm Street nerd, which Elm Street movie am I in?
You're in the first
Freddy
one.
Freddy versus Jason.
Nope.
You're in the second one.
Yes.
Yeah. You're in Freddy's Revenge.
I'm in the outlier. I'm in the one where the second one where they already decided, let's take this a different direction.
Yeah.
let's not do the same thing as that last one.
That one's fantastic. That's a great...
it's Freddy's really
Revenge.
Fun.
In that?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah. I was...
He plays
what?
He plays Freddy. That's the different direction he was talking about.
Do you see how...
It's a different guy in every movie, kind of like Friday the 13th movies.
And he's like, he was just like, welcome to primetime, bitch.
This show, Doug's show is so captivating. That guy, I bet, didn't know what kind of show he was going to tonight. And now he cares so much about you, Doug.
Yeah.
That he's like, what? He was in it?
Yeah.
There's a great documentary about Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2 called Scream Queen, because the guy who was like the final boy is... had like a wild story, but that's a great documentary. You can get that along with Turn the White Thing with the in the book. What was the movie called?
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah.
And if the studios had their way, they would still own Doug Benson's likeness and image from Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge.
That's right.
I'm an extra in the pool party scene when he bursts out of the pool, and I was also the stand-in for the gym coach. So all the close-ups of his hands, wrists, and ankles are actually mine.
Wait, was the gym coach like...
How many ankle shots? Just specifically? Just like, it's like, we need the ankle. What is this? What are you framing this? I see a foot in here. I'm sorry, just the ankle? Yes.
Now that you mention it, it's just wrists and hands. I don't know why I got excited. Oh, I got so into the ankles part.
Did that lead to other work, Doug?
What's that?
Does that lead to other gigs?
Yeah.
Oh, the watch campaign that came right after that. It was wild. The gloves. The power glove. You're in that thing.
I was just, you know, I was an extra in a bunch of stuff. I grew up in San Diego, moved to L.A., out of junior college, and did like about a year or two of extra work that led to stand-in work that, you know, just kept leading to things. And now I do a podcast in a basement.
Showbiz is a rocky road, everybody.
But yeah, Marshall Bell is the name of the actor, the guy with like scary looking guy with like the scar under one eye, and he was super nice. But you know, as they often did in those scenarios, even though I was, you know, 20, 30 years younger than him, maybe not that many, but you know, he gets attacked by gym equipment. Like, Freddie makes a bunch of gym equipment attack him one night. And
that's Jonah's worst nightmare because he's shredded.
If gym equipment came at me, I'd be like, "What's up, old friend?"
So all the balls are flying at all these balls are flying at him out of a cabinet, and he crawls over to it and he closes the cabinet, and then it's my hand locking the cabinet.
Oh wow!
And that
just took you completely out of it.
But then the gym ropes go around his wrists. And I think his ankles, I think they used his ankles. And then he gets dragged into the showers, and then they pull him up to the showers, and then he just proceeds to get whipped in the showers. I didn't have to do any of that part.
Rewatch this movie. It's so horny. It's the horniest
it really is.
Of all the
And it wasn't, shooting it's it was wild. not horny at all. It was just strange. Because, like, I had to, like, you know, in the shower set, I had to, like, stand there in the position that he was going to be in. But I had all my clothes on, you know, and he was, you know,
for the
naked.
First take you did.
Yeah. You're like, it feels like I wouldn't have these clothes on.
There were
on.
No takes. They didn't film me.
What if you get like, you know, my the cuff of my shirt in this shot? It's going to be ruined. What if the my
they
pant
don't,
leg
they don't
comes
film
down?
The stand-in. That's how they set the lights. I don't know if you work in film at all.
You were
but...
back and forth between the stand-in and if you were the double.
That's true. But I did say I was a stand-in because that part, because I said I had my clothes on. That'd be weird to have my clothes on.
Well, yeah, if they're just showing your wrist, they're not going to make you take your pants off.
They're not? Oh, man. All right,
you got to do it like a podcast series of this show of like just talking about every single movie. Like, you got to do like a commentary track for every movie you did.
I mean, it's people, after most of the movies, the people will go, "What?" You know, because it's, it really is crazy. My top three that I say, just to, you know, just to get it out there and make people go, what, is that I'm in Fast Times, Blade Runner, and Captain EO. Let me fucking say the third one.
Captain EO, I knew about.
Yeah. I can point myself out in Fast Times, Blade Runner, and Captain EO.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Yeah, what indeed. And then it gets deeper from there.
Yeah.
And weirder. Because some of the stuff I was in ended up being, you know, pretty so obscure now, but, you know.
Well, Captain EO is very obscure. You can't
yeah,
see
you
that
can't
anywhere.
See it anywhere yeah. for any reason. Mark.
It's that and Song of the South are the two Disney...
What was your answer, Mark?
Haha, we don't know what those movies are.
Spotlight.
Spotlight, that's right.
As in, put the spotlight on Doug Benson's film resume.
Yeah.
It's not even, you can't even put that stuff on your resume, you know? Like.
But, you just did.
But Blade Runner I mean, was...
We all know now.
Blade Runner was crazy, though, because it was like, you know, Ridley Scott and Harrison Ford.
That's nuts.
I was there for like 5 nights. They shot overnight at Burbank at one of those studios that's being picketed right now.
That's a wild thing to think that like something as amazing as Blade Runner and you're just like, it was in Burbank.
Yeah.
And you're like, now I hate the movie a little bit just because like it's moody and rainy and there's neon and then like they walk out and it's just like 102 degrees and they,
no,
all, and
it
they
was,
all go to In-N-Out.
No, it was, apparently you weren't there. It was cold as fuck. And
I didn't know the date.
And they, well, you know, I mean, California, I guess you could assume it'd be kind of hot out, but they, you know, they had artificial rain. They artificial rained on us. Like, now they'd probably add that in post.
Yeah.
But they really, like, would rain on us all night, every night. I got a cold during it. It was fun. Yeah.
I was really sick for a while. What was your future clothes? The future clothes, what were those like?
I just had this, like, a pea coat that, like, covered my entire body. And
even
then,
your wrists?
Yeah.
What about those fucking ankles?
What about
those ankles of yours, though?
I don't, you know, in Blade Runner, there's nobody walking around with their sleeves pushed up.
Yeah.
That look didn't really factor in. But, okay, quick Blade Runner story. So,
too late.
It's the story. It's the story of these replicants. No. It's. One night. We were all just waiting around to shoot another scene, and Harrison Ford starts screaming at the top of his lungs and swearing, you know, like, motherfucker, just screaming in agony. And then next thing we know, we're like, you know, done for the night because he like left the set. And I'm like, God, what the fuck happened? Like, why is he being such a weirdo? Like, what's wrong? What's wrong with Han Solo? When we signed on to be extras in Blade Runner, we thought we were going to be in a fun movie. We had no idea that the director of Alien and the star of Star Wars were going to make such a serious fucking movie. But anyway, so then the next night, I was standing near him when someone was talking to him about what happened. One of those fucking futuristic cars, he stood too close to it, and it had a crazy hot tailpipe. I got to see Harrison Ford like pull his pant leg up and reveal this giant, horrible burn on his leg.
You got to see his ankle?
Yeah. I'm telling you, even with that burn there, it was pretty fucking sexy.
It's an ankle. How could it not be?
It was exciting. Yeah. You and me both. We're not feet guys. We're ankle guys.
Yeah. Take it up a notch. Go north, I say.
Yeah. All right, Leonard. I apologize for that long story. We are going to play some games right after this break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! Yay! Go ahead and dim those lights. I've seen enough. We picked some name tags during the break. Leonard's playing for Raising Carizona. Yeah. And Jonah's playing for K-La-La Land. And Mark is playing for Andrew, who stands in solidarity with the writers. And I assume SAG-AFTRA as well, or the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, he brought the SAG after a strike poster.
Let's do it, Andrew. We could turn the tide, you and me, baby.
Yeah, you're also supposed to return those at the end of the day, so.
Oh, that's, he just brought a picket sign that he got from them?
Yeah.
Wait, is that sign a scab?
Get out of here, scab!
You gonna go back and picket some more? Yeah. Okay, he's gonna go back with it. Yeah. That's probably good.
That's good.
You could probably keep it if you're gonna go back with it.
I mean, I've taken a few.
Yeah, I got a few in the car.
Yeah.
Do you guys, have you written funny shit on yours like people do?
I did one where I did the silhouettes from the Mystery Science Theater, and I said, my sign said, these movies won't riff themselves. These movies won't make fun of themselves. Yeah, that was just during the WGA thing, and I'm on a show that does that, so I don't know what I can say or not say.
It's a mystery as to what show it might be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not an exact science, so which
I actually saw. I saw a sign. I can't remember what movie it was, but they put the title of the movie, and then they had the silhouette of Crow and Tom Servo, and it was like, well, like you could tell what it was. And I could never do that.
Was there a human silhouette?
It was.
Did they have like a guy in there?
You know,
that looked like maybe taller and wider than the other guys.
You know, the guy seems unfamiliar, but definitely Crow and Tom Servo.
Yeah, but like it's
the
like
the stars
it's kind
of that show.
It's kind of, I mean, it's sure.
We're definitely
but it's
there.
Kind of iconic. The three. It's the sandwich.
I mean,
sandwich.
You watch the show for Crow and Tom Servo, and then there's a guy that his name is.
Yeah, yeah.
Me.
And he's kind of like the glue, right? You would consider him the glue.
You know, he gets them water.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
When they're tired.
They're robots, so they don't really need that.
He does
that,
a little song and dance when they're taking their.
Yeah, he's rapped a couple times too.
This first game we're going to play,
you're allowed to do it anytime you want,
is called Live, Die, Repeat. Yeah. Leonard loves this one, I think. This is where I say the title of an actual movie, slowly, one word at a time. The first person who can say that full title correctly and accurately in its entirety is the winner. Every time you guess wrong, I'll start back at the beginning of the title until somebody gets it right. Have you ever played this game before, Jonah?
No, this is a new one for me.
Okay.
Also, you don't have me on the show that much anymore, and I now understand why. Oh, Jesus. We're old. We've known each other 20 years. I can tell him that he's mean to me.
The crowd is pulling for you, Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's always great to have you, and this is how this works. you just have to repeat back the title. It sounds weird, and it is.
Yeah.
But Mark knows this game.
We all got floored by Padgett Brewster's ability at this game last time I played.
Oh, yeah, she was good at it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so we'll see how you guys do. Do you want to practice one?
No. Let's go. Let's just dive in.
Okay.
Jesus.
I like it.
Yeah.
I was asked. Yeah. I've
played before.
I was going to do it for anybody else.
One.
I mean,
Jonah's just jumping in two ankles deep, ready to go.
It doesn't matter. The points. It doesn't.
Well, let's try. Let's just try one just for fun.
Okay.
Mash. This is really fun.
Oh, sorry. You started now?
Yeah, Mash.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
I'm gonna say
the movie MASH.
Yeah. MASH.
Yeah, you guys are great at this.
Okay. All right.
Glad we practiced.
Wait, what the fuck is this game? You said you were gonna say it slowly.
Oh, did I say MASH slowly enough?
No, you said it like the word is.
MASH?
Yes. How would what's not slowly?
Do you want me to do a longer one?
No, I want you to say MASH like with that's not slowly. Say MASH not slowly.
What? MASH.
I had a good rhythm too.
Oh, that was slowly. MASH is not slowly. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why you.
Yeah, on second thought, Doug.
See, this is like every time somebody's confused by this game, and you're just falling into that trap right now. True Grit. Like, do you guys not hear movie titles? Like, are you deaf to the concept?
I don't want to promote it.
Let's take it back to one. Re-say what the game is supposed to be?
I say a title of a movie. First person to repeat it back in its entirety wins. Would you like a practice one? I do a short one, because why do we want to waste time with long ones during the practice part?
Because you said you were going to say it slowly, I thought.
I will when we play the fucking game.
Well,
but
what is
do
the
you
point
wanna...
of the practice if you don't do it?
Because it's funny to see you just sit there and not repeat back an easy, like, simple title.
Listen,
Jaws.
Let's practice some baseball.
Jaws.
Let's practice some baseball.
Jaws.
Jaws.
You win. See, you'd win, aren't you? You're great at it.
Let's use the equipment if we're going to practice.
Wow.
Just I love fucking... seeing friendships end.
No, this happens every time. We always have this. This is like our
thing.
If it
happens every time, the
then
common
you
denominator
would be you. Every time you and I do
this part
where you're extra spinning out about how I didn't say it slowly enough, that's new.
This is the first time I've ever played this game, so this is the first...
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I tried to talk you through it, and you seem to understand it less than anybody in the room. I'm explaining it to you. Everybody else knows how it works.
Yes. But have you noticed the amount of laughter that's happened because of it?
It was. There was a lot of laughter until you said that.
That's
and
true.
That put brakes on it.
Yeah. Completely. People don't like to see me have confidence in what I do.
To all the listeners out there listening to this after the fact, Leonard looks like their couples therapist. Just letting them each have their piece. And
I almost feel that way, too.
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
All right. Go ahead.
We'll just skip to the next game.
Good call. That's a good call.
I knew that.
You guys didn't do anything either.
Well, we were letting you play. You've never played before. We were letting you have an at-bat.
First of all, Leonard doesn't give a shit about this game. He's not even going to try, probably. It's just between you guys, and I just wanted you to be up to speed, Jonah.
Yeah,
and
no.
Hopefully you understand how it works. Here we go.
I'm not dumb.
No, you just question everything.
Do I?
I'm going to call you Pete Holmes Light.
No, God! All right, you know, friends really know how to hurt other friends, so.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Got to say the whole thing back. Where is it? Super.
Super 8.
Super.
Mario Brothers, the movie.
Super.
Superbad.
Super.
Superman.
Super.
Superman 2.
Superman
3. The quest. The
super.
The whatever.
See, that's what I meant by slow, Jonah. Is
yeah.
That I
yeah, no, I'm.
Wouldn't rush to the next word until.
Yeah, yeah.
Super. Man.
The movie.
Super. Man. And. The.
Mole Men. Superman and the Mole Men.
Leonard Maltin is our winner! And Jonah, you were right. He doesn't win anything, really,
yeah,
but...
Exactly. So for the real game, you use multiple word movie titles, not just MASH.
Right, and...
Or two words,
words
True Grit,
or
two
words,
words,
or a lot of words. Yeah,
yeah,
you didn't know yet how many words were going to be in the title.
That's true.
A lot of times it's even longer, a lot longer than this one we did today.
Great. Okay. Cool. Next time you do a practice session, just make it seem like the game that you're actually about to fucking play.
It was. It's repeat back the title of the movie that I say, and then as a joke, I say a really short one. Because it's funny, because people still just sit there and look at me.
It is.
And they can't figure it out.
You know what? I do finally get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just want to help.
I love when my friends come over and mom and dad fight.
Not helping, Mark. That those third-party interjections of those situations are never, are never good.
I'll lighten the mood.
All right. No, but we are having a great time. Leonard.
That's such a dad thing to say after a fight. Damn it, we're all
gonna
have a nice
I gotta
dinner.
Beg you to stop comparing me to all the things I'm not. I'm not a gay man. I'm not a dad.
We're not friends.
We're not friends.
Oh, Uncle
I mean,
Doug.
We're not a couple, that's for sure. That's for damn sure. Okay.
Not anymore.
Yeah. So, Jonah is going to go third in this next game.
Thank you.
Just so he has time to understand the premise. We'll start with Leonard, and then we'll go to Mark, and then to Jonah. And the game is called, in honor of being here at Comic-Con, the game is called Batman v. Superman. Thank you. I am going to. I should have done it this way. This game is called Batman versus Superman. That one person over there, really, he really knew what was supposed to be happening.
Worst idea ever. Not your game. That movie.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, some, you know, people would argue about how it turned out, but yeah, just to begin with, Batman versus Superman just doesn't sound right. Why? Seems yeah, like why? These are the last two people that should be fighting each other.
Wrong-headed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they both have a mother named Martha. Can't they just get along? All right, so. All right, so here's what's going to happen. Like I said, we're going to start with Leonard. I'm going to say a line from a motion picture, and you tell me, it's multiple choice, Leonard gets to guess if it's Superman, Batman, or neither. And if Leonard misses it, then Mark gets a shot at it, because with only two guesses, two possible answers remaining. And if he misses, then Jonah will get the gimme point on this first round, because obviously there'll only be one choice left. Whenever somebody gets one right, we start with the next person on the next round, and I think that's all. Oh, when it's your turn, starting with Leonard, I don't want to say the line in a way that Batman or Superman would say it, so I'd like you to suggest a cartoon character, an impression, accent, whatever, you know, whatever you're feeling. Whatever you like for me to attempt when saying this line.
Leonard's so bummed out he said yes to this.
He's been on more times than you.
He sure has.
Yeah.
It was just he was giving a look.
I don't. But see, like, there's just a point where you could just move on and play the games. You don't need to keep going back to that. There's some sort of issue.
I didn't know. He was just.
He's like a willing participant.
Yeah, no. Okay. He gave me like a comical look, and it was just a fun thing.
Foghorn Leghorn.
See, there's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a perfect example. All right, here we go.
Got us back on track with one character name.
That's well, because that's all he had to do. Yeah. That was all that had to happen. All right, here we go. I say boy. Forget that part. I was just getting into character. The night is here.
I'm going to guess Batman.
Incorrect.
Ooh, ouch.
Mark.
I would like you to perform that line as the late, great Gilbert Gottfried.
Aww.
What?
That's what they just appreciate the little tribute.
Yeah. So, they're all, like I said, do it as my dad. I'm like, no, it's a beloved comedian.
Wait.
Nice.
Wait. The night is here. Affleck.
Is that a clue?
What, is there a Superman movie with a duck?
Do you remember what Leonard said?
Leonard guessed Batman.
Okay.
I think you're having a little tomfoolery with all of us, and I'm going to say that's in neither.
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Only point I'm getting all night. See you guys later.
That was Lex Luthor in Batman v Superman. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's in that movie. So I don't know. I don't know how deep that cut is. It's kind of a popular movie that people argue about to this day.
Here's another deep cut from way back in 2015.
Yeah. I mean, none of these lines are going to be, I'm Batman or some shit like that. Although I'm not above doing something like that. If perchance Superman might have said it. Or someone else. All right. Jonah, you're up first.
What? I want you to
Sorry.
Say it. Say it. Do this one as Pete Holmes.
Denver, yeah!
What does that say?
Oh, okay. No, that sounds like Gilbert Gottfried again.
Do you want me to pick someone else?
Wash my damn towels. He's hard to do. He's like, if I'm not saying Denver, yeah, that's because that's my Pete phrase go-to expression.
But let's try it. Let's try this anyway. I've killed things for money. It still sounds like Gilbert Gottfried. Let's just stick with Gilbert. I've killed things from other worlds before.
Batman.
Incorrect.
Oh, man.
Leonard.
Say it again.
I say. I've killed things from other worlds before. Boy.
Neither.
That is correct.
I was sure that was Batman.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that was Wonder Woman in Batman v Superman.
Deep cut.
All right, here we go. So Leonard got the point, so we're off to Mark. Mark's already on the board with 1 point. This is crucial. Who'd you like me to do it as?
Okay, I'll do it as somebody alive to be safe. And thank God they are, because they're a treasure. International, Paul McCartney.
It's time you learn how it... It's time you...
Doop-a-doo. It's easy, really,
yeah, right? It's time you learn what it means to be a man. Wonderful Christmas time.
Can I get a quick clarification? These lines have to be uttered by Batman or Superman, or just in a movie?
Is it said by Batman or by Superman or neither?
I'm going to say it's by Batman.
You think Batman said that?
Yeah, to like, you know, Robin or somebody.
I don't even know who he said it to, but yes, it was Batman.
Oh, shit.
Look at that.
Hit the two.
Look at that. Who else would he have said it to? Alfred?
Yeah, I don't, what? Why would, yeah, I guess so.
It feels like a Batman Forever kind of thing.
Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, he might have said it's Superman. They talk a lot of shit to each other.
I'm not going to tell Superman to be a man. He's Superman.
He's going to learn how to be a man.
He's already done it.
An Earthman. Batman teaches him how to be an Earthman. He's just a fucking spaceman until Batman gets his hands on him. All right. Mark's got two. Let's go to Jonah. You get first shot at this one.
All right. Do it as Rip Torn.
Larry! Larry! Larry!
Larry!
Fuck you, Larry. Which one am I doing? Oh, yeah, this one. Hang on. Okay. You don't own the world. You don't owe the world a thing. You never did.
So that sounds like someone would be talking to Superman, because, like, he feels responsibility for everything, as people with power should. I'm going to say it wasn't because they were fighting, so it's not something Batman would say to him. So I'm going to say neither.
You're going neither?
Sometimes when I say neither, it sounds like I'm saying Batman. People, it's funny, you're laughing, but it happens all the time to me.
MASH.
MASH!
Side point. Okay. Neither is correct.
Yeah! Whoa!
1.5 points on that round.
But he said it to, it was Martha Kent said that to Superman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes
yeah.
sense.
That makes sense. Uh-huh. Or it was written by an AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, which won't make any sense at all. That's
why the two Marthas thing. The AI was just like, it's a mom. Her name has to be Martha.
I'm a computer. Humans love their moms.
Yes. We all have dads and Marthas in our lives.
Your dad was called Pa, too?
You ready, Leonard?
I doubt it. Go ahead.
How would you like it? How would you like me to serve it?
As a Pepe Le Pew.
Okay.
You know, it's a cartoon. It doesn't actually smell.
No, but I think they're booing his general attitude. He was pretty creepy, Pepe Le Pew. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't? Okay. It's never, you're never too long. You should learn that if you like something, you should hold it against their will. Especially if you're a skunk and it's a cat. What a fun misunderstanding.
Interspecial.
There's a skunk out here trying to have sex with our cat. Don't worry about it. We're French.
Go off, skunk.
Oh, Sherry. I don't even remember what he sounds like, really. No one stays good in this world.
I'm going to guess Batman.
Leonard, incorrect. Mark Ellis for the win.
Mm. I'm going to need a repeat.
Oh, shit. How would you like it?
I'm going to need a repeat as Dukes of Hazzard era Waylon Jennings.
I don't know if the various eras of his existence would have much difference in my impression.
Well, we won't know until we hear it.
Oh. Okay. I'm trying to figure out what he'd sound like around that time. No, I gotta find the line again. I want to say the wrong one. Okay. No one stays good in this world. I'm Waylon Jennings.
That was more James Vanderbeek in Varsity Blues.
James Vanderbeek. You mean Dawson from Down by the Creek? All right. What do you got, Mark?
Man, I feel like Superman wouldn't give up on our world like that, but he did one time kind of go a little dark there in Justice League. So I'm gonna say it was Superman.
That is correct.
Oh! Was that when he kind of turned against the Justice League?
It's all from the same movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Batman v Superman.
I was thinking of all the whole canon.
No, don't you pay attention? It's so simple what he does.
Oh, jeez.
There was never any, there's never any explanation of whether or not it'd be from multiple movies or just one.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you did it. You somehow are complaining about having just won the game. Like, what is with this game I just won?
Somehow that Elvis boy got himself out of another pickle.
What am I, the world's luckiest man? Congratulations, Mark. We're going to be right back. One more game after these messages.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back! We've been discussing lately on this show that any names longer than one syllable aren't that fun to chant, so
So that's why it's harder to get the Leonard chant going, but a gentleman tried during the commercial break, so thank you.
I appreciate it, too.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that was very sweet. And we got time for one more game, or actually not enough time for one more game, but we're going to play it anyway and try to get it in. And hopefully I won't be too confusing in the explanation of this game, because it is, of course, it's too complicated for its own good.
True Grit.
It's called... Third place. All right, it's called... the game is called Last Person Standing! Back in the day, when we'd play this game, we'd get one name of an actor or actress. We'd take turns naming movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. You can go to your lifeline once, which is the person whose name tag you picked this evening. But now we've added a little bit of a twist to it. It's super last person standing. So we use three names. And you can pull. Here come your drinks. Thank you, Michelle. Let's hear it for the wait staff here at American Comedy Company. Be sure to tip them well this evening. Comic-Con weekend's just getting going for them. It's going to be crazy. Mark's here tomorrow night, and people won't hear this till Monday. All right, so...
Thanks for a great show, everyone.
Yeah. And the three names... Also, I play along in this game just for fun, but the three names we're going to name movies from, and you can name movies from any, you know, of the three people. You don't have to be narrowed down to one or the one that your lifeline chose, but it's going to be your lifelines that are going to pick. And last time I said, please pick an actress, two people picked men and one person picked an actress, so today I'm putting my foot down. Actresses only.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, Nick Cage is great, but we don't have to play his name every time. Mm. I love him. I love him. I love him. Pig is one of my favorites. Who has my pig? All right. So where is your lifeline, Mark, again?
That is Andrew over there representing the wonderful unions and guilds.
And he says, Kate Winslet, great one. Great actress. Excellent choice. Jonah, what do you got going from K La La Land? Nicole Kidman is on her. I forgot to mention that part of the reason that Jonah picked Kayla La La Land is because she's wearing a shirt that has Nicole Kidman staring at the big silver screen in awe like Nicole Kidman does.
Yeah.
And
heartbreak feels good in a place like this, Doug.
Sure does. Embarrassment feels good in a place like this.
There's so many movies where heartbreak doesn't even come into it, really. But, you know, she knows what she likes.
I have Raising Carizona over here.
Oh, okay. What are you picking, Carizona?
3 F's and a P, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Wow, I like the way you said that. 3 F's and a P, Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah, the Michelle Pfeiffer mentioned in a song by Hugo Mars. Hugo Bruno. Hugo Mars.
That's like the cover band.
Yeah. All right.
Reno, Nevada.
All right, so we got our three names. They are Kate Winslet and
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. Wow, this is going to be interesting.
It's going to be long.
Yeah. Well, is it? And... Who was the third one?
Michelle,
okay. Michelle Pfeiffer with the P's and the F. Okay. All right. So we start with Mark, who won that last game, and then we go to Jonah, then Leonard, then me, and then around.
Yeah. All right. I'll just get this over with. Been in the news. We don't need to talk about it. Titanic. Jonah, over to you.
All right. Just rewatched it the other day. Still horny as fuck. Let's go eyes wide shut for Nicole Kidman there.
Grease 2.
Oh!
From Michelle Pfeiffer.
Huh? No.
Just can't get it going, I guess. It's like
the chants just aren't coming together
tonight.
We all
did represent our individual people, though. I'm standing for Andrew.
This is like Tattletales with the different yellow, blue, and green sections. In the banana section. All right. Grease 2. Well, if we're getting, let's go ahead. Let's do some early Michelle Pfeiffer, and I'll say Dangerous Minds.
Oh, nice.
I'll go earlier Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
With Batman Returns.
Oh. Nice.
I'll go weirder Michelle Pfeiffer with Wolf.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Lady Hawk.
Nice. I'm starting to worry this is going to go into the night.
Is that a Bob Seger track?
They all have long resumes.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, man, now we have to come up with a movie and a witty line to set it up?
You don't have to. If you think of one.
All right, I'll try to think of one. This this night could turn into next Days of Thunder.
Yeah. Oh.
It was something.
Yeah, it was something.
This was, I believe, just an uncredited cameo, but Kate Winslet in Hot Fuzz.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
cute.
That
works.
Good work. I would have saved that for later.
But I'm struggling.
Far and Away.
Oh,
hey,
Far and Away.
Nice.
Yes.
Punches a horse.
I think you're thinking of Blazing Saddles.
No, he punches a horse.
I don't want to fight you.
No,
I know. You were right. I was making a joke about another movie where somebody punches a horse.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You're
all right.
You're a good actor.
It's okay. Here we go. I just want it dead calm in here.
Oh, hey, that's a movie.
Mm. Yep. She's in a movie called In Here.
I'm going to go with What Lies Beneath.
Yeah, we're going heavy Pfeiffer so far.
Yeah.
Give Winslet some love, maybe a little Kidman.
I mean, I did.
Okay.
Both of those people.
All right, but now it's your turn, and I'm
fucking like
we're doing a lot of
Pfeiffer because I'm flanking.
Oh shit! You want to go to your lifeline?
That's wild. No, that's impossible.
It's never too early to go to your lifeline.
I know.
The problem is his lifeline is wearing a Nicole Kidman shirt, but it's her looking at a movie screen.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a Nicole Kidman
film. I just don't want to appear weak.
Right?
But I'll,
Yeah, but see, it might jumpstart some other ideas.
Exactly. Moulin
Rouge!
Yeah,
exclamation
exactly.
point
yeah.
at the end. But not Baz Luhrmann's Moulin Rouge. He laid off on that one.
That's right.
Because it's not his place. Lion with Nicole Kidman, Academy Award nomination. I mean, that movie was to die for.
Oh!
There it is. All right. Oh, it's another Batman. Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Dr. Chase Meridian.
There you go. Nice. No bonus points for that kind of information. Jonah.
I'm starting to get... Australia.
Yes! Yay! I mean, one of them is probably any continent you name, probably one of them.
That's a good point.
Might have done something. What do you got, Leonard? You can go to your lifeline? Not yet.
Dangerous Liaisons.
Not yet. Dangerous Liaisons. Yes. Very good. I'll tell you a favorite Michelle Pfeiffer of mine instead of working it into a sentence. Married to the Mob.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, good deep cut. I am going to say Avatar.
Okay, but what's your answer? Oh, you mean the more recent one?
What?
Or just Avatar?
Just Avatar.
Which one was in Just Avatar?
Kate Winslet.
Is in Avatar?
Yeah, she was in Avatar The Way of the Water.
That's what I meant, the more recent one.
What? Oh, yeah, the 2009 one doesn't count. That's like a prequel.
Jonah, I don't know what just happened.
I don't either. Now I'm just thinking I could just name a movie where people don't look like themselves. I mean, we're like, I'll say Secret of NIMH. Everyone's like, one of them probably had a voice in it.
No, I know that one. She's not in it.
Yeah, I
love movies.
I'm blanking out. So I'm gonna. I'm sorry. It happens. I'm sorry, Kay Lala. I know there's a lot of movies, but I also.
Yeah. No, it's tough. This like, game is like this.
Yeah, it's 100 push-ups. Really, just they're catching up with me. So I'm gonna recuse myself from the rest of the game because.
Thank you for playing Jonah Ray, everybody. That gave you some time, Leonard. Did you come up with something?
We already say Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah.
All right. Happy Feet.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Happy Feet 2.
All right. I don't want to have to go to my lifeline yet, so I'll just say The Life of David Gale.
Whoa.
It's real. I promise.
It's, yeah, nobody remembers it because, well, it wasn't. Going to be memorable to begin with, but then it stars a guy that...
Stars that guy, yeah.
...isn't doing it anymore. Yeah. Or maybe he is in private.
The Reader.
The Reader. Holy smokes. Is a Kate Winslet movie that one guy laughed at that. Mark?
Kate Winslet was in... Nicole Kidman was in Malice.
Yes.
With Baldwin.
Yep. Yep, it's true.
Just you know, I'm not just saying facts up here. That's my answer.
Yeah. What do you think, Leonard? You want to do your lifeline?
Yeah.
What's Leonard's lifeline say?
One fine day.
One fine day.
Oh, nice.
With George Clooney and Mae Whitman was the little girl. She's been working ever since, and the little boy was somebody famous too, but I forget. Okay, it's gonna take. I get something special for me to think of another one. Like, I'm going to need some sort of practical magic.
Oh! Mmm. Well, this one might just be buying me time, so I'm going to say Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
Right.
Some guy put a lot of money on somebody saying Ant-Man and the Wasp up here.
The Witches of Eastwick.
Very good. That's a good one. Okay. That was a really bad one for us to forget.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, remember that movie where Kate Winslet had a baby? It was called Labor Day. It was actually about the weekend, but still the name of the movie. Mark?
Oh, damn it. Yeah, they're all in one of those... Gary Marshall.
That was Ivan Reitman's, son did that movie, Labor Day. It's Josh Brolin and Kate Winslet. It's weird. It's not fun.
Yeah, I might need a little jump start. Andrew, help me out.
Andrew. Titanic? Are you kidding? That's the first thing he said.
Andrew, you've been in the sun too long striking, man.
Yeah.
He's been, this whole time he's been like, if he comes to me, I got it. Yeah. I fucking got this.
Hurry before he could.
I was like, oh my God, if he comes to me, I got it.
Yeah.
Say something else.
What's another one? He hasn't been thinking about other ones.
Put your phone down. I can't see it. I don't know.
No, the way you're holding your hand to your head looks like you're on the phone. Right.
Titanic?
Yeah, you got to get Titanic off the brain, man. It's over. It's sunk.
That's all he's got. Sorry, bro.
I mean, it was a really good movie.
He tried.
And they did re-release it. Does that count?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You just have to say the new year that it was released in parentheses.
Okay, wait. I think I got one. Movie 43.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is that allowed?
Kate Winslet's in
it. Why wouldn't it be?
Because he already went for his lifeline, and his lifeline fucked it up.
Right, but his lifeline just didn't have something for him, so he still has to answer for himself.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Are you still in the game, young man?
I bowed out gracefully.
Jonah's going to be doing sit-ups for the rest of the game.
Leonard, where are you at?
The Hours.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman got nominated for that because, that nose. I think she won for that one. Okay.
But we really are pretty low on the bottom of the barrel here. But the one that he was trying to think of is that she did work with Leo again in a movie called Revolution Revolution there. Road. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. is that it for you, Mark?
No, give me 15 seconds.
All right. Well, you're thinking Jonah Ray. I know it's a minefield what you can plug and what you can't plug, but you want to give people like your socials and stuff, like follow him at Jonah Radio.
No, we don't do that anymore. But
you have that name on your socials, though.
I do.
It's still a Twitter account.
Oh,
that
yeah, that guy's still doing that. We gave the credentials to some kid.
You did?
He just keeps on going.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
Well, you should read it because he's writing some really funny stuff.
I was like,
Jonah's so
That's
funny.
That's why we gave it to him. He was like,
Jonah's
like,
hilarious.
Better than any of us that did it. But, like, yeah, we gave it to him. You know.
Oh, well, where do people really get to you?
At Jonah Ray on Instagram is kind of the only one I use. And then, but also, I directed two stand up specials that are on YouTube through 800 Pound Gorilla. But it was Kurt Breinoller and Kyle Kinane. And I'm really proud of the way I did it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those guys have both looked at me, you know, with disgust when I described that game that we played earlier. So, you guys are
That's
all,
why they asked me.
Yeah, you
they
guys
said
all
you wouldn't get it either.
Have something in common.
Yeah.
No, Kyle hasn't been on in a while. I wanted to get him in. He was at a festival in Pittsburgh this last weekend, but the timing wasn't right. But Braunohler was on. Braunohler was on recently and. Always a great guest.
Yeah, and they're free on YouTube, those specials, and they're both very, very funny.
Yeah,
you know,
go
I can
see
say that confidently because I have nothing to do with it besides, you know, helping.
you could have made them less funny, but you didn't.
I chose not to. I could have just.
You chose to really highlight the good stuff.
Yeah.
What a director. All right. Mark, we're back to you.
Yeah, it was a good long plug. Thank you, Jonah. I have landed on, if you watch two episodes of Mayor of Easttown, it feels like one really compelling movie. I'm going to say Into the Woods because one of them might be in it.
No, Meryl Streep's in it.
Well, she's like the same thing.
She really is.
She's they're the combination all, of all of them.
If you they're cut off Meryl all, Streep's head, they all die.
They're just award-winning. They're just award-winning actresses. Yeah. They're just all
I whispered, I cheated
going for the EGOT.
Yeah, no, I thought I heard it, and but I didn't. I was like, I got it, coach. I got it. Yeah. All right. What the fuck?
All right. Mark's out. You got one more, Leonard? You got one more in the tank?
Yeah, the interpreter.
The interpreter. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's.
Leonard,
totally
what's happening over there? I'm hosting a show over here. Leonard Bolton is our winner. All right, what happened over there?
So like when I was like trying to cheat to help him earlier, I was like changeling. And then he like
changeling.
And then he was like when he was like, "What did you say?" I said changeling. Yeah. He was like, "That's fucking Angelina Jolie." And I was like, "Oh, I would have fucked you over."
He whispered it and I heard changeling and I'm like, I couldn't have heard changeling because that's Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I acted like I heard it and I acknowledged that he was right and I'm like, that's not right.
It's so wild how like unaware I am of my Machiavellian tendencies to just be like, I'm going to help this guy out. And
this is crazy. This is two shows in a row where someone who's been drinking tried to help by giving a wrong answer.
Yeah.
But the last time it was an audience member.
I'm getting Changeling from the director. I'm getting Titanic from Andrew, the recycled, you know. I had no help here, but I still love everybody.
Yes. Mark Ellis, what would you like to plug?
My new special, Alive and Well, is now available on YouTube. Please check it out and support independent comedy. We produced it ourselves. All Things Comedy put it out, and it's a labor of love, so you guys get to enjoy it. Thank you guys so much for being here and keeping the art of stand-up comedy alive. And thriving, I might add.
And our winner today, Leonard Bolton, everybody.
I'm posting my review of Oppenheimer on my website tomorrow, leonardbolton.com.
Yeah.
I'm at Leonard Bolton on the other socials.
For the listeners who might not have heard it, there was a very humorously placed deep cut I mean, the guy said deep cut. But thank you for being here, Leonard. And now you're, am I wrong, or if you maybe never won before?
No, there was one other occasion.
One other time. Out of dozens of appearances, this is his second win.
It's a rare moment.
Yeah. Yeah, but you killed it tonight. Holy shit. And let me see if I got anything that I could plug.
Doug Benson was great hosting the show today.
Oh, thank you. Oh, we're going to do Benson Movie Interruption is back in Los Angeles at Dynasty Typewriter. We're going to do one on Monday night, August 7th. And I'd like to thank American Comedy, Company, and all of my guests, Mark Ellis, Jonah Ray, and Leonard Maltin! All right. As always, cue that end music. I won't let you down again.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.